Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal life. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming. We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. But we're going after the things that God has for us. Okay. All right. Just making sure.
What is up, y'all? It is your girl Drea K, and I am back with another episode of the Living in Pursuit podcast. Man, I'm sitting up here currently at the moment before I got on here to talk, and I was just praying to God, and I was just making my requests known to him, meaning I was just praying over this podcast, praying over the words that I speak, praying over the business endeavors that he's graced me to create and have, just praying over you all, praying over the hearers, people that listen to this podcast, people that will just pass by this podcast, people that are tuning in every week and every time I upload. And I'm just praying for you all, praying that you all are just lifted up and that the words of my testimony, the words of what God has placed on my heart to say to you all, that it just touches you and it begins to cultivate something on the inside of you, and that you're growing while listening to this podcast, while being shepherded under my leadership. And I really just be praying for y'all, and I have a servant's heart. I've been praying that for the past couple of weeks. God, give me a servant's heart. And I didn't even realize that I already have a servant's heart, but I've just been praying for an increase to help me to see your people, help me to not look at them as just listeners, help me not to just look at them as, you know, analytics, but as people, as vessels, as God's love. Like, God loves you all. God has chosen you all to be a part of this ministry. It's not even just me. I'm constantly behind the scenes humbling myself, constantly behind the scenes pruning, advancing in the spirit, growing and just disciplining myself and really giving my all to this platform, giving my all to my content, giving my all to God and everything that he's gracing me to do. So I really just pray for y'all today. We're not going to have a regular scheduled episode today because I really just want to talk to you all about something, and I really want to just plant this seed and hopefully impart something in you. Hopefully the words that God speaks through me impart something on the inside of you, something that was dead, something that was dormant, something that hasn't been awakened yet, something that has yet to have revelation or validation. I just pray that this episode reaches you in the depths of your soul, in the depths of your hearing. So yeah, we're just gonna go ahead and get into it. Thank you all for leaving a review. I haven't gotten a chance to read them yet, but I will. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for showing love on the YouTube channel, the Instagram, TikTok, wherever you may find me. Just thank you all so much for supporting this ministry and being a part of this journey. We're living in pursuit together, like literally. As I grow, hopefully, prayerfully, you all are growing as well. And I hope that you see what is inside of me and see that that did not come easily. I was not born with this. I was not, like, I had to be cultivated. I had to be pruned. I had to go through some things in order to get on this platform in order to serve God's people. So we're going to get into that. Again, thank you all. And yeah, let's get into it. So last night, I was completely and utterly stirred by my little sis, Brooke Jeffries. Oh, let me put some respect on her name, Mrs. Brooke Jeffries. And I grew up with Brooke in my childhood. So in Gary, Indiana, we grew up together. I'm a few years older than her, but her grandmother is my godmother. When my parents first moved to Gary, Indiana, her grandmother was the first woman to reach out to my mom and offer, you know, to babysit us. Because, you know, when my daddy is a pastor, so when he travel and, you know, he'll go here and here doing ministry work, doing the Lord's work, you know, sometimes my sister and my brother and I couldn't go with them. So she was the first person to actually keep us. And we used to spend a night and we was just always over there. Okay. But during that time, Brooke was born. Her little brother was born. And we all just grew up together in our childhood. We went to the same church, of course. But I say all that to say we grew up in the same, under the same leadership, under the same doctrine, under the same, basically the basic knowledge of God. We grew up with this knowledge of, or God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. You know, the church colloquialisms, have you said a word? But we grew up with this basic knowledge of who God was. And it wasn't until we became older that we got to a point of actually excelling in the spirit, my God, and coming to this new knowledge of kingdom, of the Holy Spirit, of how he operates, how he works through us. What is it? Like all of this knowledge and like kind of like this apostolic type of, you know, understanding. So she basically did a Facebook Live. If you all want to go watch it, it's on her Facebook. It's Brooke Jeffries. And she's in ministry. She's a teacher. She basically did a video explaining her why behind her ministry, behind her doing videos, behind serving God's people and just living this life. And it imparted something in me. It woke me up. It stirred me because there was so much value in what she was saying. There was so much meat. There was so much, oh my God, it was so much of the Holy Spirit taking over that video and that testimony. And she basically explained her then and now, where she was then and how she became who she is now in the spirit. Not in the natural, but in the spirit. Okay, there's a difference. But anyway, she was explaining that whole process, and my girl was on there for about an hour and a half. And who was watching all of it? Me. Yes, I was. So that prompted me to get on here, and you know, as a leader, that made me want to kind of explain my why and explain the depths behind living this life of Christianity, living this life for God, for Jesus Christ, to serve his people. Like, there's a why behind it. It was like, of course, we've been talking about the process of transformation and how God had always placed this knowing, this deep sense of belonging inside of us. But it wasn't until a particular time and day in our lives that we would grow to experience who God is. It's not enough just to know who God is. It's not enough just to know who the Holy Spirit is. It's not just to know a lot of things and be filled with all of this wisdom and knowledge. But it's another thing to experience him, my God, to experience God and experience how he operates in your life. And I just wanted to talk to you all about that. So it's, like I said, it's not enough to know God. A lot of you struggle with having a deeper connection or a deeper relationship with God because you only know him. You only know of him. You only know what has been taught to you. You only know what the scriptures are saying. You don't understand the perplexity, the depths of living this lifestyle of dying to your flesh, of like every day, of choosing God above everything and anything, including your children, including your husband, including your family. It's literally getting to a point of experiencing God as your father, as your provider, as your comforter, as your covenant keeper, as all of these things. It's an experience that you feel. And it's a commitment that you have. It's not just, oh, I'm gonna come to God in my worship time this morning just to experience him. Like, no, it's a true and genuine love for God. Like, it's a lot of you all struggle with being consistent and being disciplined with knowing God and experiencing God and literally dying to your flesh every day and living this life out of sacrifice, literally sacrificing every single day, calling on God every single day because you know in your mind you need him. You've experienced so much pain, so much anxiety, so much hurt that once you come to a place of experiencing God, you know each and every day you need the Holy Spirit to work in your life and to work in your heart and to keep you from submitting to your flesh. A lot of you struggle with that because you really don't love God. Yeah, I said it. You really don't love God. You really just see God like you all's view. Some of you all's view of God is like it's so small. You only see God as a comforter. So every time you need comfort, you go to God. You only see God as a provider. So every time you need something, you go to God. You only see God as a friend. So every time you need a friend, every time you need somebody to talk to, you go to God. But that's the only time you go to him because you see him as only one thing. You don't see him as all of those things. You don't see him as, or you have not experienced, you have not opened up your mind and opened up your heart and opened up your soul to experience God in all areas of your life. That's why it's hard for you to stay consistent. That's why it's hard for you to get up in the morning. That's why it's hard for you to worship. That's why it's hard for you to fast. That's why it's hard for you to pray. Because you only see God as a little God. You don't see him as the almighty God. You don't see him as your first priority. You don't treat him as your first priority. Why is it that we can get into these relationships with these men, with these women, and we can treat them, we can put them on a pedestal? My God, we can put them on a pedestal. We can put our own relationships on a pedestal, but we can't put God in their place. We can't lift God a little higher every single day. We can't lift him up. We can't worship him. We can't praise him, but we can praise a person that we can see, an imperfect vessel, an imperfect person, flaws and all. We can put them on a pedestal, but we can't put God, the Almighty, the God who never hurt us, who would never turn his back on us, the perfect God. We can't put him on a pedestal. Oh, because we're so stuck in our ways. We're so stuck in the knowledge of our upbringing. We're stuck in this box. We're stuck in this bubble. We only know church. We don't know God. We don't know that there is a relationship factor for God. We don't understand the depths. We don't. Man, I was sitting down at lunch yesterday with a friend of mine who is also training for the office of prophet. So when I tell y'all, this is, see, y'all don't understand, like, man, y'all don't understand how real God is and how deep he goes, how he literally speaks to us, he literally walks with us, he literally talks with us, he tells us things that we need to know, he moves us further in the spirit when we yield to him, when we're around like-minded people, when we can die to our flesh every single day. When we can choose him and seek him first above everything in our lives. I'm sitting down at lunch and I felt this. I've been going through like this rebirth. I've been going through like this preparation season of literally dying to my old self. Like, I've been grieving, and Brooke watching her video last night actually helped me to put what I'm going through into words. It helped give language to what I was going through. That's why you need to be under a leadership that can advance you in the spirit, that can give you the knowledge that you need to become kingdom, to become aware of your true identity, to not know who you are in the flesh, but to know who you are in the spirit. My God. So I'm sitting at lunch with her and we're just talking. But did you know, when you're around people like that, scriptures come to life in the conversation. Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Do you know that our conversation was literally like a back and forth of scriptures? Like, we're like, she's giving me advice, I'm giving her advice, she's giving me language to what I'm feeling, I'm giving her language to what she's feeling, because we know scripture, because God is speaking to us while we're speaking to each other, because we've invited God into the conversation. We've invited God into our lives so much that when we're around people, when we're around like-minded people, when we're around spirit-filled and spirit-led and genuine lovers of Christ, when we're around each other, scriptures come to life. It's spirit-to-spirit connection. Her spirit is talking to my spirit. My spirit talking to her spirit. It ain't even flesh no more. My God. She's sharpening me, I'm sharpening her. And we left that table like literally filled with the Holy Spirit. And we didn't even plan that. We didn't call each other and say, hey girl, let's get filled with the Holy Spirit by speaking scripture to one another, by just talking to one another. Let's go to the restaurant and eat some food. And let's go sharpen one another. Like, that ain't even the conversation. That wasn't even the intention. But God, when he's in you, he's in you. Okay, when you're called to be filled with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is within you, whether you know it or not. But when God has placed his Holy Spirit on the inside of you, he ain't got no choice. He does not have a choice but to operate through you. So he gonna say what he need to say. He gonna do what he need to do in your life. He gonna lead you where you need to go. He's gonna move your plans out the way so that his goal and his purpose can be accomplished through you or without you. My God, y'all don't understand. It's a certain understanding that you have to come to really know how God operates. He's not just a God that gives you material things. He don't just give you things, but he changes you from the inside out. So like I said, I'm going through this rebirth. Like nothing is familiar to me anymore. Every time I go somewhere, I see God. Every time I speak something, I hear scriptures. I hear the voice of God in my ears. I hear songs playing in my spirit. Like he's just in me. He's dwelling in me. And a lot of y'all look at me and wonder, how does she get to that point? How is she so mature in the spirit? How does she allow God to do these things in her life? How can I get like that? My God, I want what she has. I want to know the God that she serves. Do y'all know that it took a lot of, my girl Brooke said, shedding. It took a lot of shedding for me to get to this point in this revelatory knowledge and wisdom of the Holy Spirit and how he operates and how God moves through us and works through us. Like, it's one thing to know his characteristics, but have you experienced his characteristics? Have you ever experienced someone before? I know we have a lot of toxic relationships with people, and we've seen their toxic characteristics. Like, we've experienced that. We've experienced a human, but have you experienced a perfect, my God, a perfect spirit? Have you experienced somebody so perfect, somebody so infinite, somebody whose ways are above your ways, somebody whose knowledge is above your knowledge, whose thoughts are above your thoughts? Have you experienced a person like that? No, and you never will until you come to the knowledge and understanding of God, of the one and true living God, not them crystals, not that sage, not the God of your idols, not the God of your relationships, not this little God that you've placed on a bench. No, not that God. I'm talking about the Almighty God. Have you ever experienced his characteristics? So do you know how much shedding I had to go through, what I'm still currently going through, the relationship that I genuinely wanted that was toxic for me? I wanted that relationship. I liked living in sin. To be honest with you, I liked laying up with a man, being up under a man. It ain't matter if he was cheating on me or not. I liked the comfort. I liked doing whatever we wanted to do. I liked cursing, expressing myself in such detail. I liked having sex. I liked being around friends that were doing the same thing that I was doing, because I felt as though my sin wasn't that bad. I liked listening to whatever I wanted to listen to. It ain't matter what it was depositing in me. I liked listening to whatever I wanted to listen to. I liked watching whatever I wanted to watch. I liked watching Love and Hip Hop. I liked the foolishness. I liked doing what I wanted to do. But once I came to the knowledge and the understanding of who I was in the spirit, who God designed me to be, who God called me to be, who God, the one that was formed in my mother's womb, that person, that spirit, that being, once I became to know her, all of that, everything I liked in my flesh is shed, and it's no longer a part of me anymore. But some of y'all want my results, but you don't want my process. My God. Some of y'all want the ending results. Y'all want to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Yeah, you want to die to your flesh. You want to. But you don't love God deep enough. You don't love God enough to shed. My God. You like your sin. You love your sin more than you love God. And that's what's holding a lot of y'all back. This was me. I'm not judging. But sometimes the word has to come in a different package, okay? I'm not judging at all. Because I was like you. Like, are there still times, this is why I have to die daily. Are there still times where I want to indulge in the different types of sins that I indulged in? Yes, of course. Are there times where I get so lonely that in efforts to relate to people, I curse? Or in efforts to relate to people, I want to do what they do, what they're doing? Do I want to be normal? Yes. Do I want to not read my Bible? Do I want to not be so Holy Spirit filled? Sometimes I do. I do want to be normal, because this, my God, he's speaking now. The God Almighty is in the room now. He's speaking right now. I've been reading about yokes, Y-O-K-E, and the Webster's definition is, a yoke is a wooden beam normally used between a pair of oxen or other animals to enable them to pull together on a load when working in pairs, as oxen usually do. Some yokes are fitted to individual animals. And it made me go look up the definition, because in the Bible, this word yoke, everyone says, you want to be equally yoked to your partners. You want to be equally yoked in your relationships and this and that. So I'm like, okay, yoke. If I can understand that a yoke is this wooden beam normally used between a pair of oxen. So if it's me and God, and he puts this yoke between us, it is to enable us to pull together on a load, the weight of the world, God, what's in God's heart for his people, things that we go through, the burdens, everything that God has on his back, everything that we feel as though we go through in life. So on a load when working in pairs, meaning God and I are partners, meaning that he wants to work in me to serve his people. So if we are yoked together, that means that I can't take the yoke off of me. He can't. Oh my God, I cannot physically lift this yoke up off of me. A cattle, it can't lift a yoke off of his own back. It can't be removed, right? So if I'm yoked to God, I can't, if I'm yoked to God, if I've accepted Christ into my life, if I have a burden for his people, if I'm doing the work, if I'm putting my hand to the plow, if I'm ministering to his people, if I'm operating in ministry, if I'm doing things that God has allowed me and graced me to do for him and his kingdom, I am yoked to him. I can't lift this yoke up off of me when I get tired. I can't lift this yoke up off of me when I get weary. I can't lift this yoke up off of me because my partner needs me. This yoke ain't just for me. It ain't just for God. It's for the both of us. It's for the pair. Hello, relationships. I can't lift this yoke up off of me because my partner needs me. He needs me to pray for him. He needs me to be in close proximity to him. My God. He needs me to help him carry this weight, to help him carry this load. He needs me. I can't just quit and give up when things get hard. I can't quit and give up when God don't do what I want him to do. I can't give up whenever my plans don't succeed. I cannot give up. I am equally yoked to our Father. I can't go nowhere. Do y'all understand that? I can't go nowhere, even if I tried. Matthew chapter 11, verse 30 says, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So God, we're carrying this load together. I'm experiencing your heart for your people. I know what burdens you because I spend time with you. I have an understanding and knowledge of what hurts God, because God has feelings. If I'm yoked to you and We have this burden, and we share this burden for your people together with you. If I partner with you and I continue to die to my flesh and try to stop doing things in my own strength and try to carry this load for us and try to operate in the way I want to operate and ignore you, ignore your efforts, ignore your dealings, my God, and I just try to do it on my own. Like, if I come to that understanding and that knowledge, your burden is light for me. I don't have to do this alone. My God. I don't have to carry this load on myself. But it's better for me to be equally yoked with you than unequally yoked with somebody else. Because if I get unequally yoked with somebody else, they might give up. They might remove the yoke and leave me to carry the load by myself. But with you, this burden that we share is light. And actually, let me read the rest of that scripture. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. Come to me, and this is Jesus speaking. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. My God, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. My God. So not only are we yoked together and we have this thing joining us together. We have this yoke joining us together, sharing the load, sharing this burden. Not only are we intertwined with one another, doing the work of God, partnering with God to fulfill his purpose. Not only are we intertwined with each other and he is walking with me every single day. Not only is he talking with me every single day, but he's sharing his knowledge and his wisdom. And he's allowing me to learn from him. He's humble and gentle, and he's showing me how to be humble and gentle, because we're yoked to one another. Because I spend time in the word every single day, whether I'm on my phone or in my physical Bible. Like, I'm putting my hand to the plow every single day. I'm working in my Father's vineyard. I'm doing what he's called me to do. I'm praying every single day. I was praying yesterday, and like we talked about in the previous episode, get into God's flow. The Holy Spirit interceded on behalf of me, and I started saying that prayer, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Like, I'm saying that in my prayer time early yesterday morning. I'm just saying that in my prayer time, just, you know, this and that. Like, because honestly, y'all, yesterday morning, I had to push through worship. I had to push through my feelings. I had to push through the uncomfortability of shedding, of rebirthing, of dying to myself. I had to push through how I felt to get to God, to intercede for his people. It didn't even matter what I was going through anymore, because we're gonna suffer. We're going to suffer. Like, that's a no given. Like, that's one of the fruits of the Spirit. We're going to suffer. So I had to push through how I felt. I had to push through my sleepiness, my tiredness. I had to push through what I wanted to do so that I can be in alignment with what God wanted to do in that moment. So I could pray for specific things that he needed me to pray for that morning. You see how discipline works when you don't feel like it? You see how discipline, how loving somebody is disciplining yourself, how loving someone takes and requires discipline to get up in the morning, despite how I feel, despite if it's raining outside, despite if this bed and this pillow is too comfortable, despite if what I'm shedding is making me not get any sleep at night. what I'm shedding from, what I'm shedding off of me is keeping me up at night. My God. Despite all of that, because the Holy Spirit is in me, because I know my purpose, because I'm an intercessor, because the Holy Spirit does miraculous things in me and through me when I pray, because of that, because I love Him, because I genuinely love God, my God, I pushed through my worship and I started uttering things that I had no knowledge of. Yoke, yoke, God, what? My yoke is easy. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. And I kept repeating that and I kept repeating that. And as I'm repeating that, I find myself not even caring what I shed. I found myself not even worrying about what was shedding off of me. I started not to care what I was losing, because I knew that I was about to gain something. I knew that if God was taking this thing away from me, that He had better. If I was losing this, then I knew that God was going to allow me to gain that. Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 through 8. But whatever things were gain to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish so that I may gain Christ. I ain't never seen nor heard that scripture before. Are you hearing me? Literally, as I was talking, the Holy Spirit started ushering me to look up on my computer in google.com gain and loss, scriptures of gain and loss, and it brought me right to Philippians. And everything that scripture just said was what I articulated to you. The Holy Spirit works. But a lot of y'all don't want that process. A lot of y'all don't want that shedding. Y'all don't want to go through that pruning. Y'all don't want to go through that suffering to be able to operate how I operate. A lot of you are scared to gain something that you have no knowledge about. A lot of y'all want to hold on to your ignorance. A lot of y'all want to hold on to your sin. A lot of y'all want to hold on to that relationship because you're afraid of gaining something that you know nothing about. Well, God, I'm scared to move. I'm scared to go in this direction. I'm scared to pursue this business. I'm scared to pursue this endeavor. I'm scared to start my own podcast. I'm scared to start my own ministry because I'm afraid of what's going to happen to me. I'm afraid of what's on the other side of the unknown. Don't you know when you lose something, when you lose ignorance, you gain wisdom. When you lose a toxic relationship, spending time with God, shedding to yourself, dying to your flesh, being filled with the Holy Spirit, knowing who He is, experiencing God, gains you a healthy relationship. Matthew chapter 19, verse 29. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or farms for my name's sake, Jesus's namesake, God's namesake, the gospel, will receive many times as much and will inherit eternal life. Some of y'all so busy living in the now that you don't realize that this lifestyle of living for God is for eternity. It's for when we leave this earth. We just talked about living in the last days. Don't you know that there is going to become a time where you actually die, and all you concerned about right now is where you're gonna live, who you're gonna marry, what business endeavor are you going to pursue in 2022, what job offer are you gonna have, what God is gonna bless you with? That's all you concerned about. You ain't even concerned about your eternal soul. You're not even worried about where you're gonna go when you die. You're not even worried about your children, my God, where they're going to go when they die, when you leave this earth. You're not even concerned about that because you have not come into the understanding of who you are in the spirit. You're so comfortable with yourself in the natural, but you're wanting all of these results. You're wanting to be changed. You're wanting to live in pursuit. You're wanting to be changed by Christ. You want to be renewed, but you're comfortable in the natural. You're comfortable with who you've caught yourself up to be. You're comfortable with the knowledge of who you are. You're not even trying to pursue the knowledge of God, the knowledge of who you are in God's mind. You don't even want to pursue that. Some of y'all get lost in y'all Bible time. Like y'all have the desire to learn. Y'all read these scriptures and everything like that. But y'all don't even know who wrote the scriptures. Yes, everything is God breathed. Okay. Everything is spoken through the prophets, through the apostles, from God. But y'all don't even know who wrote the letter. Y'all, who wrote Philippians? Who wrote Corinthians? It's important to know that. But some of y'all don't want to go deep. Some of y'all don't want to go deep in the understanding. Some of y'all are just cool with just reading the scripture and not hiding it into your heart so that you don't sin against the word. Psalm 119, verse 11. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against it. So why would you be saying this after you actually sinned against God? Oh, because you learned something? Because you experienced God in such a way? You experienced God. Now you've come to this knowledge and understanding and revelation of knowing God's word and not sinning against it. You know that now. It wasn't just something that was said to you. It wasn't just something that was taught to you. You understand it now because you lived it. A lot of us be forgetting. A lot of us want to forget that God is still with us even when we want to sin, even when we're thinking about sinning, even when we're in the middle of our sin. God is still with you. He's watching you. But it's okay for us to try to concoct our own plan. Oh, I'ma just spend time with God, you know, this and that. I'ma just repent when the situation gets worse. I'ma just ask for forgiveness when the time comes. I'ma just, what? I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against it. Another version says, I have stored up your word in my heart. Again, the Holy Spirit just had me look up the word have. One definition says possess, own, or hold. The second definition says experience, undergo. My God. So basically what he's saying is, I experienced your word in my heart so that I might not sin against you. But a lot of y'all don't want to experience God. A lot of you, because I've put in the work. You know what I'm saying? I'm not better than anybody, but I laid my life down, as my girl Brooke would say. I laid my life down for this, for the word, for the gospel. I've put in the work. I'm still putting in the work every single day. I'm not perfect, but this is no longer a choice for me. This is a lifelong commitment. And if you all want to continue to live in pursuit of what God has for you, you're going to have to get in the flow. Like, you're going to have to commit yourself to God, to learning his word, to disciplining yourself enough to truly know him and to truly have a heart for his people. Like, it's simple, but it's not a simple process, right? Like, I lost a lot being chosen by God, being his vessel, becoming his vessel, doing his works. I lost a lot, but I don't look behind me. I look in front of me. I see where I'm going. I see where I'm headed. And if I don't get this step right, if I had never come to the understanding and the knowledge of this revelation, I'd still be stuck. So my yes to God, yes to serving, yes to diving deeper, yes to committing myself, yes to disciplining myself, yes to falling in love with you, yes to keeping your commands, yes to hiding your word in my heart so that I may not sin against you. My yes to your word is my life. It's my life. God's disciples, his apostles, died behind him. Like, all of them died brutal deaths. My God, brutal deaths behind him. Are you willing to do the same? Are you willing to go through what Paul had to go through? Are you willing to go through what Jesus had to go through? Are you willing to be persecuted? Are you willing to be talked about because you're different? Are you willing to go through all of these opinions, rather, from your family, all of this judgment? Are you willing to go through that? Because that's what comes with it. To get to your purpose, to get to your destiny, the right way. The right way. This is the right way to do it. My God. I ain't cut no corners. I ain't pray to no crystals. I ain't pray to no sage. I ain't do none of that. I did it the right way. The hard way, but the right way. That's where I'm at right now. And I thank God for his grace. I thank God for enabling me to do it. I thank God for allowing me to have his strength in moments of my weaknesses. I thank God for allowing me to have the willpower, the desire in my heart to do it, to commit myself. I ain't never commit to nothing in my life. I ain't never commit to staying disciplined or to staying consistent with anything in my life but God. Because I came to a revelation and an understanding of what it is to serve God and not just create a podcast and not just put out content and not just be a face on the internet that's talking about God, but I'm living it on the backside of things. I'm going through things for y'all, for the betterment of me, for the advancement of Christ. And I'll do it every single day. Whatever God, whatever you want to do, do it. Don't do it without me. You said your burden is light, your yoke is easy. So let's go. Let's partner with each other. Let's go. Let's do what we need to do. Let's advance the kingdom. Okay. Not by might, not by power, but by your spirit that's within me. Thank you. Let's go. Yeah. So anyway, I pray that this word encourages you. I pray that it had imparted something in you. I pray that you seek God on a deeper level, that you stop putting your agenda in front of spending time with God, that you make him a priority so you can finally reach your destiny and stop saying no to God and finally say yes. Okay. So leave a review, leave a rating, share this episode with a friend, share any of my content. If it's a TikTok video, if it's an Instagram live, if it's an Instagram story, whatever, whatever it is, share it. I would truly appreciate it. Let's spread the gospel. That's the main purpose. That's why we live. That's the main focus. Spreading the gospel, doing his work, doing the Lord's work. So I love you. I'll make sure you subscribe. Make sure you stay tuned for future episodes. And I love you all. I'm gonna stay praying for you all and just doing what I need to do to continue and sustain this podcast. So I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. I will talk to you in my next episode. Bye.